Well, hello everyone, and welcome to St. Raphael School's podcast. Today we have with us Maria Sider Rose, iconographer, and of course, our iconography instructor at St. Raphael School. She will do a brief introduction for us. But before she does, she has developed such a wonderful program at St. Raphael School. We now currently boast of a K through adult program. And the cornerstone of this program is the iconography apprenticeship. But before we talk about the iconography apprenticeship program, Maria, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, about your experience, about some of your training, and then we could get into everything that we do here at St. Raphael School.
Yeah, thank you. So I currently hail from Pennsylvania, where I spend about half the time teaching at St. Raphael or elsewhere, and also about half the time taking commissions, which means an individual or church will ask me to do an icon or a set of icons if it's like an iconostasis or a whole area of the church. And so I get more information from them and we have lots of conversations, and then I work away at those commissions. And so I used to only teach not online. I didn't even imagine that iconography could be taught online until Presbyterian mentioned it to me. If you mentioned the possibility to me, maybe 7 or 8 years ago.
It's been a while.
Yeah. And so I started with a workshop, and then not too long after developed the apprenticeship. So I am from the West Coast originally. And so my main teacher is out there, Mary Kessel-Lomides. And some of the classes I took were through Mount Angel Abbey, which unfortunately no longer has an iconography program, but that used to have a program co-taught by Orthodox and Benedictine Catholic iconographers, very faithful to the tradition. And they taught you how to do the whole icon from the very beginning, making the board, designing and drawing as the foundation, and then learning for yourself why you make different color and design choices, all in the context of prayer. And I really like that approach. It's very compatible with the classical approach to education in general, of getting the foundation before moving on to more advanced stuff, instead of being sort of spoon-fed more advanced stuff without knowing what you're doing.
So integrated where it needs to be, right? It's a form of prayer, a form of contemplation on what is true, good, and beautiful.
Absolutely, yes. And it takes time to integrate and to absorb all the different elements. It's not just an instantaneous thing. So we start with the basics, frontal face, and move on to turn faces and busts, so waist up and then standing, and you gradually get more complex only when you've mastered the more basic stuff, all in the context of beginning every class, every time you sit down to iconography, with prayer and understanding the theology and the reasons why icons are the way they are.
And how many years did that take you for you to develop that before then you were able to then pass that on?
Yeah, I've been doing iconography for almost 30 years now.
Wow.
My 50th birthday is in a few days, actually.
Well, happy birthday.
And I think a lot of my students experience this too, but sometimes people will ask for commissions or even ask for you to teach, like right when you're starting iconography. But really, as much as you can push that off until you have a greater understanding and really get the fundamentals yourself, the better. I did start teaching, you know, basic icons that I felt like I was starting to learn pretty early on at the request of my priest. Maybe 5 years into it, and then maybe was taking commissions not too long after. But I've heard that a rule of thumb is 10 years into iconography is a pretty good rule of, very general. Everyone is individual, but it's not to be rushed, because it does take a long time to learn the fundamentals, and it's not wasted time. You're growing in your Christian journey as you do that.
Yeah, it's definitely a ministry, right? It's definitely prayer. It's definitely focusing on the awe and wonder of God. And so it is so fortunate that you and we found each other here at St. Raphael School, and you've developed such a wonderful program. Of course, we have a K to adult program. For those that are listening, we have courses with fundamentals of iconography for our lower school that kind of prepare the way to starting with iconography in middle school, specific skill sets in middle school. And then, of course, we have our workshops, which are 10 sessions in which we focus on the icon, a specific icon from start to finish. But then, what's very proprietary to St. Raphael School is the program that you developed, which is something that I'm always in awe of, Maria. I can't tell you just when I see the students' work, I just can't believe it. It's just so beautiful. And this program, known as the Iconography Apprenticeship Program, which is a 6-year program, can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. So the apprenticeship program is taught, teaches the icon, equips you to paint the icon from the very beginning to the end. And we still start simple. We start with a frontal face, but you will learn traditional board building. There's actually a very particular way to make the board in iconography, which is very prayerful and has stood the test of time. It's rabbit skin glue and calcium carbonate and this long, process of putting on lots of layers, and it makes a beautiful marble-like board. And then we paint in egg tempera, which is the traditional media for iconography. It's not the only way to paint an icon, but you get beautiful, transparent effects with it. And I think it's very prayerful to work with the natural media, because it's like you're gathering up the natural world, the animal, vegetable, and mineral worlds. And offering them back to God in thanksgiving and prayer. So that's a benefit, but it's not the only way. And there are the option at the workshop level, which you can do at all ages as well. You don't have to do the apprenticeship, but at the workshop level, the 10 session paint through an icon, you can take acrylic or egg tempera workshops. But the apprenticeship is all egg tempera. You also learn gilding in the apprenticeship, which is different than the workshops. And that is the application of real gold for halos or backgrounds. And it is the whole school year, all 32 weeks of the school year. So once a week, we'll meet for an hour and 15 minutes, the standard length of class time. And we'll be learning theology, painting our main icon, which again grows increasingly complex with each year. So you start out with a frontal face or shoulders up icon, then you move on to waist up and clothing and more difficult gold work, and even get into standing figures. My advanced students this coming year are doing the resurrection or Anastasis icon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, where Christ is grasping the hands of Adam
Wow.
and Eve, and there's cliffs in the background. So that's what you have to look forward
Wow.
to. And yeah, well, all the way through, we're reading books together. Each year has a theme. So this past year, we did a Greek iconographer of more recent times, Fotis Kantoglou, and his legacy. The year before,
Yes.
we did we read together a book about the recovery of the icon in Russia after they sort of lost sight of the tradition during communism, Stalinism. And this upcoming year, we're doing a deep dive into icons of the first 800 years of Christianities, the icons that have survived. And we're reading two books about the very earliest icons we have of Christ and the very earliest icons of Mary, which is
Wow.
quite surprising, the style that they're done on and not often looked upon. So I'm excited about that.
That does sound very interesting.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting. I'm wondering if we can also do just a evening event on that. We'll talk
Oh, that would
later.
be so great. Yeah. I would love
Later
that.
about that.
Yeah.
So the iconography apprenticeship is 6 years, and we have this open for students and for adults, correct? And that's
Yes.
something proprietary to St. Raphael School too, is having this adult program.
Yes. So the school-aged class is 7th through 12th grade, and if you don't start until sometime after 7th grade, that's totally fine. You could start like in 9th grade or 10th grade, and then when you get to 18 and graduate from high school, if you want to continue, you just transfer over to the adult program, and then you're in a class with 18 through 75 year olds, and it's also a really great group. And there's a number of young adults, as well as all the other ages in there. And but we do basically, it's the same program. So whether you're an adult or a child, you start with the basics, you really master them before moving on to more complex icons.
Beautiful. I cannot say enough about you, Maria, and the work that you're doing and the ministry you're doing here at St. Raphael School. I say this time and time again, by the grace of God, by the prayers of the Theotokos, our Orthodox tradition, our Orthodox faith is in good hands. There has been, over the, I think you said 7 years, students that have gone through our program that have been inspired and brought closer to the faith through this iconography program. And it's just a beautiful thing. So if you're listening and you're going, I want to learn more, go to raphaelschool.org. RaphaelSchool.org, RaphaelSchool.org, school.org, and you can take a look at our program. You can look at our curriculum map that's located there on the left, or scroll down through the classes. You'll find classes K through adult in iconography and also illuminated arts. And we currently have, because of the great extreme of increase of students, we currently have, of course, Maria Sider Rose, who's teaching, but we also have several other instructors who are teaching workshops and illuminated art courses. But Maria Sider Rose is the only one that teaches the apprenticeship program.
Yeah, and I will also just jump in there and say what's new this year is that the apprenticeship for adults will be at, by popular demand, will be in the evening. So Monday at 7:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that was working out well for a lot of adults who have other obligations during the day.
Beautiful. Excellent to know. So, if you have questions about our program or any other things that you may have regarding iconography, you feel free to reach out to Maria via email. You can find her email on the actual course listing under instructors, or you can also feel free to reach out to me, mcouyanos@classicalsubjects.com, and we are here to answer your questions. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for so much for being here with us. Until next time, this is St. Raphael School Podcast, bringing news straight to you.
Thank you.
Now, Lord, tell me all.